alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh Molana, to you and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah, this lovely Sunday morning. Alhamdulillah, to the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we continue with Bilad al-Muslimin, the land of the Muslims. Over the past few weeks, we dealt with Afghanistan and Albania. This morning, with the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to go to the country called Bosnia and Herzegovina. Mulana, I must tell you first, JazakAllah for the Sahifatul Madina that you sent me. It's very interesting. I think it complements my program also. And we look forward to listening to your presentation after our program. Regarding Bosnia and Herzegovina, Mulana, it's a country that the birth banks had made it come into existence in an environment that was filled with kufr. And alhamdulillah, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the midst of the Second World War and the implementation of communism in Yugoslavia, the Muslims of Bosnia and Herzegovina maintained their iman and succeeded in creating a disjointed country called Bosnia and Herzegovina. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima wa adhu. The region known as the Balkans engenders a vision of a convulsive area, incessant wars and continuous strife. The area has been dubbed the powder keg of Europe. That it had a violent and convulsive past depended upon the perception that the observer may have regarding the area. Nationalist and religious sentiments were the driving forces for the indigenous inhabitants to forge their own statehood and stem their independence. The occupation of their country by different internal and foreign powers played an influencing role in determining the socio-cultural development of the region. Initially, there were the incessant wars to gain control along the ethnic lines and secure boundaries among the leaders of the various ethnic groups. Then the foreign forays of the Ottoman Empire, whose cultural and religious background was alien to the majority of the inhabitants, and thereafter the great European powers, that is Austria, Britain, France, Germany, Italy and Russia, made it imperative to throw off the yoke of subjugation imposed upon them. The Balkans is situated in southeastern Europe. The name Balkans is received from the Turks of the Ottomanli Empire that had its presence in the area for five centuries. The meaning of Balkans is a barrier. Some historians have contended that the word Balkans is a colloquial Turkish term meaning a forested mountain. A range of mountains in Bulgaria is known as the Balkan Mountains. The Balkan Peninsula is surrounded, like many of the other peninsulas. We have the examples that a peninsula is a land almost surrounded by water, or more precisely, land surrounded by on three sides by water. Examples of these are the Arabian Peninsula, the Cape Peninsula, and the Iberian Peninsula. The Balkan Peninsula is a land mass of Europe jutting southwards into the eastern Mediterranean Sea. It is bordered in the west by the Adriatic Sea, in the east by the Black Sea, and the southeast by the Aegean Sea. A range of mountains comprising the Carpathian and the Julian Alps determines the northern land border. Rugged mountains cover 70% of the terrain of the Balkans. The low-lying areas of the peninsula are mainly river valleys, of which the Danube and its tributaries the Drava, the Morava, and the Sava rivers are the major contributors to arable land for agricultural pursuits. Its geostrategic situation at the crossroads of three continents, that is Europe, Africa, and Asia, lends it to being the controlling gem for foreign hegemony of the imperial powers of the time. Six imperial powers had sought to exploit its geophysical situation and its natural resources through varying degrees of success for their own benefit or interests. These empires were the Byzantine Empire, the Habsburg Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Ottoman, that is the Osmanli Caliphate, the Persian and the Romans, and the Russians. The hegemony of these empires deprived the indigenous inhabitants of any benefits from the fruits of the land. The only one that benefited Bosnia and Herzegovina, alhamdulillah, Molana, and our respected listeners, is the Osmanli Empire that brought Islam to that area. The Balkan Peninsula today comprises of 9 states and the Thracian sector of Turkey. The states are Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Bulgaria, Croatia, Greece, Macedonia, Romania, Slovenia, and Yugoslavia, which is made up of a federation between Serbia and Montenegro. Of these 9 states, 3, Albania and Bosnia and Herzegovina and Kosovo, though comprising a multicultural and religious diversity, is designated for our purposes as Bilad al-Muslimin, that is the land of the Muslims. The area of Kosovo, the Turkish designation is Kosovo, is still a disputed territory between the Serbs and the indigenous Albanian Muslims residing in the area. The greatest influence on the peninsula had been imposed by the Byzantine, that is the Greek Orthodox, the Roman Catholic, and the Osmanli Islamic empires through their imperial endeavors in the region. The region has a population of about 69.5 million inhabitants, made up of 3 groupings, namely the ancient peoples, the southern Slavs, and the Turks. Smaller concentrations of Gypsies, Jews, Italians, Hungarians, and Russians also inhabit the region. Notwithstanding its past and recent history of being a convulsive area, the Balkans has also been subject to the game of partition. Partition is a word that conjures up scenes of loss, despair, and killings. The familiarity is strengthened with experience in Southeast Asia, the division of Pakistan from India in 1947. Though this was a consensual agreement, yet the pogrom that followed the partition wrought death, devastation and displacement of a population of 10 million people on either side of the two countries and killed 1 million people in a frenzy of religious bigotry and cultural diversity. The Korean War wrought mayhem and death in 1950. The war commenced on the 25th of June 1950, though there were clashes from 1948 onwards, and came to a halt on 27 July 1953. The two superpowers, the United States of America and the then Soviet Union, vied with one another to stem their superiority for control of the Sea of Japan and the choke point on the Korean Straits. The country was divided at the 38th parallel north latitude between north, controlled by the communists, and south under the influence of the United States of America. More than 5 million people on either side were killed and many more millions made homeless. The United Nations subsequently tacitly approved the partition into North and South Korea, though peace negotiations held in Geneva in 1954 were unsuccessful in bringing about unity between the two factions. The other experience of partition was also around the same time, 1948, with the partition and theft of Palestinian territories by the international community in the guise of the United Nations and the illegal Zionist entity known as Israel. The land confiscation of Palestinians continues to the present day. The breakup of Korea into North and South components served the interests of the United States of America in the South China Sea, and the killing of civilians at Nogunri reverberates today the suffering of the civilian population. The attempted partition of Vietnam at the cost of millions of innocent lives and the My Lai massacre begs the acknowledgement of responsibility by the United States of America. Another word we are vaguely familiar with is balkanization. That is to divide a country into small regions or cantons. The inhabitants cannot live together in a united country because of cultural or linguistic differences and are generally hostile to one another. The partition of Bosnia and Herzegovina in 1995 hardly raised any concern in the international community or the Muslim world, as it is with the genocide that is carrying on in Palestine at this present moment. Only the Muslims of the region are affected, expressed their dismay or their blatant injustice perpetrated upon them in the full glare of the world media. Peace was achieved through a truncated and imposed settlements, and Muslims received the short end of the stick. Now we're going to see the physical geography of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Bosnia and Herzegovina is a landlocked country. In the north and south, Croatia borders the little coastline of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The country has no natural coastal harbor that the Bosnians can derive any economic benefit from. All the ports of Bosnia and Herzegovina are along the inland waterways of the country. The western border of the minuscule coastline is the Adriatic Sea. The northern boundary of Bosnia and Herzegovina is the Sava River along the border with Croatia, about 932 kilometers. Smaller rivers such as the Bosna, the Vrbas, and the Una drain into the Savar, that is one of the tributaries of the Danube River. These rivers are largely navigable and pass through many towns and villages, making the country one of the most beautiful natural landscape areas in the region. It is due to this natural beauty that Bosnia and Herzegovina remain the most sought after there. Tourist destination in Europe. The Drina River forms the eastern boundary with Yugoslavia. Its boundary is about 527 kilometers and is one of the tributaries of the Sava River. The Neretva River flows through Croatia and drains into the Adriatic Sea. Bosnia and Herzegovina has also many underground rivers and glacial lakes that abound the countryside. Many natural springs are found in the region and are used for mineral water and thermal spas for the promotion of health as an added tourist attraction. The interior islands in which the region is situated is rugged and mountainous. The winter snowfall turns the slopes into a skier's paradise and snow-clad Sarajevo into a winter wonderland. In 1984, Sarajevo was chosen venue for the Winter Olympics. The highest peak in the highlands is Mount Majdanek, which rises 2,386 meters into the Dinaric Alps. The capital of the country is Sarajevo. Other important cities and towns include Pričko, Koralsdje, Banja Luka, and Srebrenica. Now we're going to talk about the people that make up this country, Bosnia and Herzegovina. The indigenous inhabitants of Bosnia and Herzegovina is made up of the ancient peoples, that is the Southern Slavs and the Turks. However, the division between within the inhabitants are emphasized by the cultural and religious affiliations of the prominent groups that make up the population of the country. The Bosniaks, that is the new ethnic term to eradicate religious designation as Muslims and bring the Croats and the Serbs as residents in Bosnia. The Croats and the Serbs of Srpska make up three groups that inhabit the countries. The Muslim identity of the believers in Islam has been subsumed into the national identity of the country. The population of approximately 4.5 million is made up about 62.3% Bosniak, that is 48%. This excludes those Muslims who fled during the genocide and settled elsewhere in the world, and those who remained displaced in refugee camps after the genocides. The Croats make up 14.3%. Nearly two-thirds of the population, but allocated only 51% of the land. This is the same story like Palestine, respected listeners, where Palestine, when it was partitioned, 52% of the land was given to the Jews, and only 48% was given to the Palestinians, and today the Palestinians control nothing or no land whatsoever. In fact, most of the land, excepting the Gaza and parts of the West Bank, are under control of the Jews and the Zionists. The Serbs constitute about 37.7% of the population, were allocated 49% of the land. The allocation remains right now one of Palestine, but on a smaller scale. The population is not divided along ethnic or cultural lines, but along religious affiliations. The Bosniaks comprise 40% adherence to Islam, while the Croats, 15, and the other Bosniaks adhere to the Roman Catholic Church. The Serbs follow the Eastern Orthodox Church. The remaining 40% follow other Christian sects. The economy of the country, the region was always the poor stepchild of former Yugoslavia, and the genocide and ethnic cleansing of 1992 devastated its economy. During the communist era, Sarajevo was an industrial center for the country's defense production facilities, but these were looted and then destroyed by the Serbs, conspiring with the disintegrating forces of Yugoslavia. The main agricultural products of the region are wheat, corn, fruits, vegetables, and livestock. The country remains a net importer of food. The industrial sector is vibrant and engaged in mining of steel, coal, iron ore, lead, manganese, and bauxite. The manufacturing sector is engaged in assembly of motor vehicles, producing textiles, tobacco products, furniture, tank, aircraft assembly, and oil refining. The currency of the country is pegged to the euro and is known as the marka. Its value has strengthened over the last 5 years, and it's about 1.48 markas to the US dollar. Well, I don't know whether we must continue with this. I want to do the historical legacy of Bosnia, but it's very good. The early history of most of the Balkan countries entails the Byzantines occupying the region with the Thracian people. The Illyrian kingdom ruled over the region until about 167 before the Christian era, when it became part of the Roman Empire. In 395, after the Christian era, the Roman Empire split into the Western Roman Empire that is Croatia, Slovenia, and parts of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and the Eastern Roman Empire known as the Byzantine Empire. This empire included Serbia, Montenegro, and Macedonia. This division influenced the disparities and differences that exist and prevail to the present. The Serbs adopted the Eastern Orthodox Church, that is Greek, and incorporated the Cyrillic alphabet in writing the Serbo-Croatian language. The Croatians, on the other hand, adopted the Roman Catholic Church and adapted the Roman alphabet to write the same language. With the migration of the Slavic people from Russia and Poland, each group established its own state. During the 15th century, most of these states came under foreign domination, and the Ottoman Turks, that is the Ottoman Empire, were keen participants to expand their dominion into Eastern Europe. But this expansion followed the spread of Islam in the Balkans. The people of the region already knew Islam, with the Arab traders ferrying their trade along the Adriatic coast in the Aegean Sea. Well, we have now come to the end of our program. We pray that you and the listeners have a wonderful day today, and let Allah make it easy, inshallah, to you and the listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.